Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this beautiful Lord's Day morning to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Hebrews 13:21 because this is kind of a lead-in in our continuing series in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and specifically dealing with the fear of death. That is a major struggle, and I'm not just talking about people living in the world. I'm talking about in the church. There are people that struggle. There are people that refuse to fly because of the fear of death. They refuse to do anything that could be remotely ride in a boat or anything because they're afraid they might drown or they're afraid the plane will fly out of the sky. Now, what do? We get in our cars, which is more dangerous than a jet plane. But it's irrational. The fear of death has always been irrational in the sense that we make decisions and choices based upon what's the likelihood of me dying doing this. And I think it's important for God's people to realize that the fear of death exerts tremendous force over your life that you don't even readily understand and know. And so what do we need to do as believers? I was reading through Hebrews 13 this past week, and verse 21, that's the last chapter of the book of Hebrews. And in the final verses, and I believe the Apostle Paul, I may be wrong, but Apostle Paul, I believe, wrote this by pen of inspiration. He says, "Now the God of peace that brought from the dead again our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of his everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." It's interesting that phrase in the Greek language, make you perfect, is the word that's translated elsewhere, equip you. Equip you. And I don't know why the King James translators varied from those other translations where that word is used, but they did. And it simply means that Jesus Christ, because he has risen from the dead, has equipped every one of his children to be able to do his good will and to be able to live life here upon this earth to his glory. And what we fail to recognize many times is that includes the fear of death. He's equipped you. I've had people tell me in their last months of life of how they were struggling with Satan, fighting against Satan. There was a phrase that I used to hear as a kid, and I don't know if it's something that was just within our family or if it was just something in the South or whatever. Satan has once again appeared and snatched away our beloved. That was used in funeral sermons. Satan has once again appeared and snatched us away in death. That's unbiblical. That is unbiblical. To say that at a funeral, that Satan has once... Death was a result of Adam's sin, disobedience. And so, we understand and know that death faces every one of us. But to sit there and talk about how we have to fight Satan at the very end, why would you fight something that Christ has already won the victory over? He has given to us, he has equipped every one of us, as it says here, in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ. The struggles that we have with the fear of death is a lack of understanding what Jesus Christ has done for us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, can you finish the next words? I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. There it is. In the Old Testament, the irrational thing that comes to our hearts and minds is afraid of fear of dying. Fear of dying. People list out all the things they hope they don't die of. Does it matter for the child of God, whichever way? A young man was killed over here in the basin on his kayak, struck by lightning. Took him a week to find his body. You know, and you look at that and say, wow, that's unbelievable. That's one way that people die. Not everyone died. He was the first lightning strike victim in the state of Florida this year. Death comes in all kinds of ways. It doesn't matter how it comes. For you to pray and sit there, oh Lord, please don't let me go through the portal of death with cancer. Or don't let it be, may it be quick, Lord. What is that? That's fear talking. That's fear talking. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And the reckoning is this, He is with me. I have nothing to fear. So as a believer in Christ, I pray this morning as we continue our series and we get into the rapture of the church, the upward snatching up, there's some fear associated with that people have. Well, how is it going to happen? I don't know if I can deal with that. You can deal with it because Jesus Christ is our Savior and our Lord.